jazz has been mainstream for several decades. For instance, in the 20s, the so-called jazz age, the music which was the popular music of that period was epitomized by songs like Charleston, which was written by the pianist James B. Johnson, and many other songs of that period, all jazz pieces. In the 30s, when everybody was jitterbugging, they were jitterbugging to big band jazz. In the 40s, when singers really came into focus, Billy Eckstein was one of the most popular singers prior to Frank Sinatra, and he had the first bebop band. So it has been popular music and has been mainstream for a long time. The problem is the music business. The music business has not acknowledged this because it's not possible in many cases to manipulate the music, and they need music in order to make the kind of money that they feel is necessary, and they need to manipulate the music so that they can say, buy this, and when you hear it, you hear the same thing every time. And so consequently, they spend millions of dollars on rock and on various things today, and very, very little on not just jazz, but on other kinds of creative world music that they that could be much more popular if they devoted time, effort, and let people hear it. Because once you hear different kinds of music, you sometimes say, well, I like that better than something I'm already listening to. If you don't hear it, you can't make those decisions.